The hut reeked of death. It was a nauseating smell, both fetid and sickly sweet, thick in the dusk as it filled Kofi's lungs. A quarter hour had passed since she'd last moved. Her legs were stiff, her mouth dry. Every so often, her stomach twisted, threatening revolt. But it was no matter. She kept still as stone. Her eyes were fixed on what lay mere feet from her across the worn dirt floor. The victim. The boy's name was Sahel. Kofi hadn't worked with him in the night zoo long, but she recognized his bare face, mahogany brown like her own, framed by tight black curls. In life, he'd had a crooked smile, an obnoxious braying laugh not unlike that of a donkey. Those things had abandoned him in death. She studied his lanky frame. As was Gied practice, most of his body was shrouded, but dried blood still stained the white linen in places, hints of the gruesome wounds beneath. She couldn't see them, but she knew they were there. The scratches. The bite marks. From the darkest corners of her mind, a chilling image grew vivid. She imagined Sahel stumbling through a jungle, clumsy, oblivious to what waited for him among the vines. She envisioned a grotesque creature stalking forward in the moonlight, tongue darting between serrated teeth as it eyed easy prey. She heard the scream. A violent shudder racked her body then, despite the muggy heat. If the rumors she'd heard earlier were true, Sahel's manner of death had been neither a quick nor a painless affair. Kof. Across the stuffy hut, Mama was on her knees beside Sahel's body, staring at the tattered blanket before it. On it were six crudely carved wooden figurines of animals. A heron, a crocodile, a jackal, a serpent, a dove, and a hippo. One familiar for each god. The oil lamp to her right bathed one side of her face in lambent light. The other was cast in shadow. It's time. Kofi hesitated. She'd agreed to come here and offer parting rites for Sahel, as Gied custom called for, but the thought of getting any closer to the corpse unnerved her. At a sharp glance from Mama, however, she moved to kneel with her. Together, they let their fingers brush each of the figurines before folding their hands. "Carry him," Mama whispered the prayer. "Carry him to his ancestors in the Godlands." Their heads were still bowed when Kofi asked the question in a murmur. "Is it true?" Mama cracked a wary eye. "Kofi?" Some of the others were talking. Kofi went on before her mother could stop her. "They said others were killed that—" "Hush!" Mama's head snapped up, and she swatted the words away like tsetse flies. "Mind your tongue when you speak of the dead, lest you bring them misfortune." Kofi pursed her lips. It was said that, to pass into the next life, one of the gods' animal familiars, represented by the figurines before them, carried each soul to the god of death, Fedu. Each soul then had to pay Fedu before carrying on to paradise in the Godlands. A soul with no money to pay for passage was doomed to walk the earth as a lost spirit for all eternity. Like Kofi, Sahel had been a beast keeper indentured to the night zoo, which meant he'd had little money in life, and likely had even less in death. If faith held true, this meant his misfortunes had only just begun, whether she minded her tongue or not. She had started to say so when the hut's straw-thatched door opened. A stout woman with salt and pepper cornrows stuck her head inside. Her simple tunic was identical to theirs, gray and hemmed just below the knee. At the sight of them, she wrinkled her nose.